Well, we're going to be thinking about who God is and about our relationship with him in different stages through our sort of hour or so this morning. And we're going to begin with Stu.
Great. I've got three verses that I need read out. Now, Matthew kindly agreed that he'd read one out. There aren't many other children of reading age, I don't think. So I might need some help from some other people. Adam, is that all right? Can you read one out? And how about Zach? Sorry, just people who kind of catch my eye at the wrong time. It's nothing difficult to read. You'll be all right, Zach. Okay?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Thank you, Matthew.
The Lord is tender and kind. He is gracious. He is slow to get angry. He is full of love.
So God created man in his own likeness. He created him in the likeness of God. He created them as male and female.
Three verses there that tell us three things about God. Matthew read out one which said God made the world. Which order was it? Adam then read one that said that God is good. And then Zach read one that said that God made people too. Three pieces of information that the Bible tells us about God. Now, the thing I wanted to ask you, the thing I wanted to think about this morning, just for a few minutes, is why do those things matter? So it's all very well saying God made the world, that God's good, that he made us too. But why does that matter? Just to try and help you think about where I'm going with this, let me try and give you an example. Of the children who are here, how many of you go to school? Could you put your hand up if you go to school? So Dan, Ethan, Isaac, Jed goes to school now. Very good. Matthew. Brilliant. Now, of you who put your hand up then, how many of you had a new teacher this year? Yeah? Oh, we've all had it. Oh, September. So new teacher, Astrid at the back there too. Good. Great. Now, Dan had a brand new teacher at his school. It wasn't just like a teacher that's been there for years. It was a brand new teacher. Now, supposing you had a new teacher at school, but you didn't really know anything about them, okay? And then, supposing somebody told you, oh, Mrs. Fido, that's Dan's teacher, she's a great teacher. Or Mr. Shaw, where's Chris? Sorry, somewhere. Chris, he's a fantastic teacher. Now, supposing somebody said that to you, what difference would that make to you? Why would it matter if somebody said that your teacher was a great teacher? Any ideas?
Want to go to school.
You'd want to go, yeah. You'd be happier about going. Thanks, Sue, Matt. Say again.
You'd have more confidence in your teacher.
You'd have more confidence in your teacher. Very good. Yeah. Anything else? Say again.
Raise your expectations.
It would raise your expectations. Smash in. So you get the idea where we're going with this. So if you know something about them, it has a consequence if you're going to be in that class. Now, I've got written up here some statements which reflect the statements that were read out from those Bible verses. So I'm going to need three more people to hold these up. Isaac, brilliant. There we go. You stand here. All right, can you hold that up? Let me move these out of the way a bit. Dan, you're going to hold one, are you? Great. Astrid, super. Do you want to come up the front? There you go, Astrid. Hey, Isaac, I'm going to shuffle along a bit, and then we can all fit in. So hold it up as high as you can over your head. So Isaac says God made the world. Dan says that God is good. And Astrid said God made people too. God made us too. But at the end of each of those statements, it says, so, dot, 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 dot. Okay, so what difference does it make that God is like that or did those things? So three more statements here. I might be struggling for children. Matthew, brilliant. Why are you going to stand next to Astrid? Jed, was that you putting your hand up? Was that your daddy putting your hand up for you? There we go. Sorry about the clutter. You might not be seeing it. Brilliant. Very good, Jed. And one more. Amy, Anna. Got it right, just. Right. You want to stand there, Jed? You can budge up. Anna in the middle. Okay, so we're thinking that about pieces of information, bits of truth that have a consequence for us. So God made the world, God is good, and God made us too. And then three other statements there. Matthew's holding one up that says, the world is full of good things. Anna said, says he's our king, and then Jed, who's holding that up really well, says he's in charge of it. Now, what I want to do is to try and match up these statements with their consequences. Okay, so Isaac's here, says God made the world. So, okay, what is the thing that fits with this one? Go on, Matt, you tell us. So he's in charge of it. Brilliant. Yeah, one thing out. All right, actually, we'll get Jed to come over this way. Come over here. Brilliant. Morning, chaps. Good. So God made the world, so he's in charge of it. Right. Now, Dan says God is good, so we have a one-man team here. And the last one, we'll have to shuffle you over here so people can see. And God made us too, so he's our king. So these things actually make a difference. They're not just truths that are, sorry, I was going to say abstract then. That's not really a kid's talk word you should use, probably. But these truths actually make a difference to us, okay? So because God made the world, he's in charge of it. Because God is good, the world is full of good things. And because made people too, he's our king as well. So three things that make a difference to us. But that isn't the full story. That's only the beginning. Thank you very much. What up, boys?
Heard from what Stu was saying, that God made us, he made the world, and because he made us, he's our king. And that's, he wants to be our king. He wants us to act as if he's our king.
He wants all of us to recognise him as our king and to live the way he wants us to. It doesn't matter whether you're old, young, rich, poor, male or female.
Right, we want to represent the fact that it could be anybody. God creates all of us. He wants all of us to treat him as if he's our king. So we've got some helpers. So if all my helpers could come up, please. People, they know who they are. And could you stand, please, in a line from about here as far as you need to, but quite close together. Somebody stand here. Okay, so we've got all sorts of people, young, old. We're talking about anybody. Okay, we could have chosen anybody here to come up. Okay, it doesn't matter who you are. This is true for all of you.
Okay, now when we do something wrong, we are saying to God that we don't want him to be our king. And we put ourselves in charge of our lives. It's like we're taking the crown off him and putting it onto ourselves.
Now, we all do things wrong. Lots of things we do wrong. We've chosen a few of them just to represent it. So, first thing, one thing we do wrong, is we can be greedy. Okay? We can all be greedy. All do things that want things that we don't really need.
We can have unkind thoughts. Thinking nasty things about people.
We can be lazy.
We can steal, taking things that aren't our own.
We can be jealous. We can want things that other people have got.
We can say unkind words.
We can gossip. We can say things behind people's backs that aren't nice things.
Being selfish, thinking of ourselves in front of other people.
And we can be unhelpful. We can see people who need things, see people who we could help, and then not help them.
Lying. Saying things that aren't true, or maybe exaggerating on things that are only half true.
And any of these things that we do, whenever we do these things that are not what God wants us to do, we're ignoring him. We're ignoring God and what he asks from us.
In the Bible, God calls this sin. Sin is all about me and what I want to do. What I want is at the centre of sin. In fact, I is the centre of sin.
Now, the Bible says that all of us have sinned, and because of that, we fall short of the glory of God. And that's found in the Bible in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. We've all taken the crown off God. We've made him less important in our lives. and we put the crown on ourselves, made ourselves king, put ourselves in charge. And this means that we're going to miss out of some of the things that God has promised for us, some of the amazing things that he gives us, the glory of God, because we've done things wrong. But that's not the end of the story either. Something else to come.
Kath Stanton's going to come and read a passage we're going to think about a bit more, or at least the beginning of that passage, from Luke chapter 15.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
That story that Jesus told spoke about something being lost, and he was talking about sinners, people who've turned away from God, us. He's talking about how we were lost, but he was also talking about how God searched for us and wanted to bring us back to be his friends. And he actually told several stories a bit like that. We're going to think about another one of them he told straight after that, and I'm going to need some help because we're going to try acting it out. A little bit of impromptu acting is going to go on here. So who can I get to be a good actor? I think Keith looks like an actor. Keith, come and join. Actually, you don't have to do very much. There's one person who has to do loads. I think that should probably be Rich, actually. Yeah, up you come. And who else? How about John? Just, you're at the front. Actually, you've got least to do, actually, John. So come stand over here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read a story, and you guys simply have to act the appropriate actions, expressions, or whatever, okay? So it's just up to you to respond to what I'm saying. I'll just begin by introducing the characters. There was a father who had two sons, an older son and a younger son. So, act fatherly for a moment. Okay. One day, the younger son had an idea. He turned to his father and he said, "Dad, can I have my inheritance now? I don't want to wait until you die." The older son was shocked. But his dad agreed. So the dad took out his wallet and he gave his son half of all of his money. The younger son was so excited. He packed up his clothes. His father helped him. He grabbed all his money and off he went on a journey. The father and older son can sit down at this moment for a second. And the younger son walked and walked and walked on his journey. And he walked and he walked. And he kept on walking. And eventually he came into sight. And he kept on walking until eventually he came to a place that he thought he might like to stay. And eventually he stopped and he looked around and he thought, "I like this place. This is pretty good." So he unpacked his clothes. And he started to meet some friends. And he thought to himself, "Dad's not here to tell me what to do. I can do whatever I like." And so he started buying lots of stuff.
I didn't like it.
Don't take toys from small children. He started having lots of parties with dancing. And he was a really good dancer.
Yes, move on.
And he had a wild, wild time spending lots and lots of money, having lots of parties, spending more and more of his money, until eventually one day he went to buy something and all his money had run out. No money in his wallet, no money in his pockets, no money in his jacket, no money anywhere. And all his friends disappeared. He was all alone. And then a great famine came to that land. They didn't have any food. And he was getting really hungry. And the only job he could get was feeding pigs. Very good. He was sad, he was lonely, and he was really hungry. He was so hungry, in fact, he thought about eating the food he was feeding to the pigs. Things weren't so good. But one day, he had an idea. He thought to himself, my father's got servants who've got food. And I'll go back to my dad and I'll say, I was wrong and I don't deserve to be your son. Let me be your servant. So he started on his journey back home. And he walked and he walked and he walked. And he kept on walking. And just as he was coming into sight, his father saw him coming. And his father ran to him and hugged him. The younger son fell to his knees and said, Dad, I've done the wrong thing against you and against God. I don't deserve to be your son. But his father wouldn't listen to him. He picked him up, hugged him, put a big cloak on him, and gave him a party with even more dancing. And he said, my son who was lost is found. Please sit down. Thank you very much. Well done. I've been waiting to do that for Rich for a long time. That story and the one before that we had read tells us about how God feels about us. He's very sad that we have turned away from him. In fact, he's angry that we've turned away from him. But he still loves us. And he longs that we come home to him. And as we come home, as we turn around and come back to him, he welcomes us. There's no, what have you been doing? Well, you better make up for it now. He welcomes us. He loves to see us. God's love is very, very deep towards us. Well, you might be wondering how it is God can actually forgive us. How does that work? Well, let me tell you a story about myself and my brother. We're going to have a picture up on the screen. It's a few years ago. I got slightly more hair then. I have a twin brother. You may think we look fairly similar. I'm sorry the picture doesn't